It's the sawing in the background. It sounds like this guy's trying to breathe.
I don't remember who sent that to Rosie. But that whole CD is some carpenter took all these Christmas songs and put the power tools in the background. I thought it was a perfect tie-in.
It's called A Toolbox Christmas, appropriately.
I am in the Christmas spirit. I busted your chops for playing Christmas music a few weeks ago, but we've had our Wickenburg Christmas Parade, so now that's the final key to it. The broadcast in Prescott, we didn't get to make, and unless the entire family's there, it's not really, you know, it doesn't complete it for me without the whole family being there. And so we all had the Wickenburg Parade and got to see Santa Claus by the old schoolhouse last night. So I'm there now. This week at the office, we got a solicitation that we've received numerous calls about over the last year. Guys, this is a complete scam. If you get a mailer or a phone call or whatever, somebody trying to sell you insurance for the water line of your home, just completely ignore it, blow it off. All that it's allegedly supposed to cover is from the water meter to the front of your home. If that breaks, so what? It's not in your home. You know, water pouring down the street for a little while till somebody gets to the water main and shuts it off. Cost you whatever water meter that your municipality is going to charge you. So what? It doesn't damage your home. And it's $16 a quarter. So if we break that into three, $5.33 a month. Not a lot of money. And one of the reasons I think they're able to con people into it, oh, it's only $5 a month, whatever, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. Think about this. If you just convince 1,000 people to pay you $5 a month, that's $5,300.
You might as well make a little money.
And there's 4 million homes in Arizona, I think is what the estimate is. You know, it's just a money-making scam. Throw it away, trash it. I had Lance scan it all, and we're going to put it up on rosieonthehouse.com so you can actually see what it looks like. It looks like it's endorsed from the city of Phoenix,
but
when you call the cities, they don't. So I don't know how they're able to get away with this false representation from the local municipalities, and it's some company from the East Coast, and it's just an absolute BS.
Well, one of those things playing on fear. So,
exactly. I mean, again, if the water line from the street to your front door that has probably the part that has the least amount of fittings, couplings, if any, a lot of times those copper lines are rolled out and there's absolutely no seams. Copper doesn't rust. And this was a follow-up from another homeowner in Sun City that called that I'm working on. If you know somebody that can speak specifically to metals, I want to talk to them. I have not been able to locate the right person. But this homeowner was getting sold or was trying to be sold an air conditioning unit, and they were selling on this light that goes in to the filters, and they were selling it on the fact that it will keep the copper from rusting.
The light will keep the copper from rusting.
And I really don't think, I really don't think this person was a scam artist. I think it was just a knucklehead. There isn't anybody that's not looking to hire in the construction industry right now. Maybe a little bit slow right now. Just it's typical of the holidays. Unless you know, if everything's working fine, all you're worried about is the holidays. So, but the construction, the economy, it's booming. They're looking to grow. It's probably just somebody that hired a nephew or a relative to go sell their air conditioning jobs because the owner was too busy doing the installs. And these light fixtures are in these UV lights are designed for air quality control. And he probably just didn't know any better and had his information wrong and was trying to sell it. But I still want somebody that can speak to the metal characteristics or the element characteristics to copper. Copper can corrode, but it does not rust. Metal will rust. And what is it about those different elements and how water attacks them. I just thought, I love details, and I thought it would make an interesting interview. So if you know somebody that can speak to that, why copper corrodes and why metal rusts and what's the difference, we want to interview you here at Rosie on the House. You can just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I completely squirreled. Why did I even get off on that conversation? Oh, because of the water line insurance. So the copper line to your house, it's the least likely part to ever fail in your home as well. It's the joints inside the home. It's the hot water side from the material water pipe, whatever it is, the expansion of the hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. That's where you're likely to get leaks in the physical water line. Then inside the home, at every single shutoff valve, there's a flexible hose that goes from where the pipe comes out of the wall or up through the floor and then connects to the faucet, whether it's at your kitchen sink, your dishwasher, bathroom sink, toilets. The hot water side to the washing machine is the number one cause of that leak. That's where you're going to get leaks inside your home. That doesn't even have to do with the pipe. So ignore that completely. We'll also put up equipment breakage insurance. We had a question about home warranties, not a fan. But if you do have aging equipment and you're not somebody that can just cash heavy, I can't pay for a brand new $20,000 air conditioning unit if it clunked today. There's equipment breakage insurance for a very small price. That one I could see being beneficial if you didn't have the savings and don't want to go into some kind of situation where you have to finance a new air conditioning unit. That I think they're less than $50. That $50 a month for that insurance coverage is probably going to be the most affordable option for you. The topic this week, talking tools, our hand tools, the next focus for our 30th anniversary, Rosie on the House Toolkit. All proceeds go to our three nonprofits, Habitat for Humanity, St. Vincent de Paul, and Military Mission Assistance. We wanted to do something for the 30th anniversary of this broadcast and wanted to give back to the community. It's impossible to identify everyone that has listened to this broadcast and give back to them. So we'll give to our nonprofits that we partner with that affect local Arizona residents. And it's done by selling tools that every homeowner should have with the Rosie on the House logo. And these toolboxes are made in America, so it's a win-win-win for everybody. It lets us help you remember to do the job Rosie right. So when you've got your tool in your hand and you see the Rosie logo, it gives you that reminder to spend the extra time to do this right. It supports American because all the tools are made in America. And it supports our local nonprofits. We've got the 25-foot power lock tape measure. You can get tape measures a little bit longer. We did the 25-foot because that was the size and length of tape measure that was common when Rosie broke into the construction trades. The 35-foot didn't come along till a little bit later. So we went with the 25-foot. And for a homeowner application, there's not going to be a regular need to go over 25 feet. Our homes, 8-foot ceilings was a standard for a long time. We see 9, 10, we see vaulted, but even then, from the bottom of your floor to the top of your ceiling, and 99.9% of your homes is not over 25 feet, so you wouldn't need one. But it's it's a typical Stanley that you've probably seen. It has a nice clip that goes on the side. Stanley itself has a great story, originally called Stanley Works, and started out of New Britain, Connecticut, was founded in 1843 by Frederick T. Stanley. He later merged with a company owned by his cousin that specialized in hand tools, and over the course of the year, Stanley has become the world's largest tool manufacturer and have acquired Black & Decker is under their belt, or their umbrella, along with Craftsman, DeWalt, Irwin, don't buy Irwin, Proto, and Porter Cable. Nothing against them. That's just not, it's a, nah, it's like fake tools. Go with the Stanley Craftsman Black Decker. Yeah. Yes.
It's a beautiful set, too. It's handsome.
Yeah. And we also have a lightweight folding utility knife along with that from Stanley, made out of aluminum. And it's the type where it's, I want to say, trapezoid shaped, where the blade can be switched one side to the other. If you've ever seen a traditional carpenter's knife, it is like that. But unlike the originally, we were just going to get the fixed blade one, and you have to have a screwdriver. You take the screw out, you open the aluminum case, and you've got spare blades in there. Mm-hmm. That was the first one I ever used, stealing it out of Dad's tool belt, you know, over 30 years ago. I have to catch myself there. But a lot of these homeowners, we envision being, this is something people would buy and gift to their kids as new homeowners. We didn't want, it was a safety thing. We didn't want to have a fixed blade exposed knife in it. So this one is a folding blade, and you can slip it in your pocket. It's got a clip on it. And that's probably the least authentic from the original set of tools Rosie had learned on, but it was a safety issue for that reason. So we've got a couple more tools we're going to talk about, but Mom pulled a few letters to cover as well, and in particular starting with ladders.
Speaking of safety, do you know there's 164,000 emergency room visits every year for falling off ladders? And we've actually met a couple people in this journey with Dad, people who fell off just maybe putting a light bulb in or trying to put up Christmas lights. We got an email from someone who said they saw their neighbor lean up against a sore cactus, which I can't imagine is a good idea, but just be really careful on ladders. Make sure you have somebody else with you, that they're grounded well, because it's one of those things. It's really, especially if you're older, stay off of them.
A-frame ladders, you want to make sure that when you pull them out, there's two metal on each side, that when you push them and it's fully out, it locks it down. Lock it every single time. Both sides. Do not assume one side's good enough. Mm-hmm. Get them both locked. And when you're climbing a ladder, don't take your hands and hold the step as you're going up. Move your hands around behind the ladder and slide them up. That way you've got both hands attached to the ladder at all times. That's for an A-frame or a extension ladder. And that was what this homeowner witnessed. Somebody had leaned an extension ladder against the arm of a saguaro. You know, as long as the feet are there, there's nothing to say that the saguaro limb is very strong.
But they're also very heavy. So if you were to knock one loose, you could really.
Well, that was my biggest thing. You can't see what's inside. So if you lean the ladder up and you climb and the ladder fall and the arm of the cactus falls, you're going to fall with that. And what are you landing on? A huge saguaro.
Probably not a good idea.
No. I would leave the saguaro alone. It does look cool to have the Christmas lights strung. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do it with an A-frame, don't use it. And the skin of the saguaro is so tender that leaning that, you know, you could go up there with your finger and run it on a saguaro and see the imprint it leaves on it. You know, you put a couple ladder scuffs on there, there's no reason to add to damage the surface of that saguaro. So we've got, holy smokes, we've got to take a break. We've got a couple more letters and we've got a number of calls on hold, so we'll get to those along with our final two tools that we'll cover, the level and the hacksaw, here at Rosie on the House.